here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of August, 2016. 1830, on this date, the plans for the city of Chicago were first laid out. There was a commission was appointed to make plans for a canal to connect the Chicago, the Des Plaines rivers, lay out some surrounding streets. The surveyor, James Thompson, drew up the first map covering just about 3/8 of a square mile. The city had a population of fewer than 100 people at the time, but it was the first official recognition of the municipality of Chicago, which thrived, of course. 1848, the canal opened up a waterway from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi. First rail line came through the same year. Mail order retailers sprang up, Montgomery Ward, Sears, Roebuck, huge feedlots and slaughterhouses, and the city was on its way. It's the birthday of Louis Armstrong, 1901, in New Orleans, in a very poor neighborhood called Storyville. He sang for pennies on the streets of the city. He would scoop up the coins, stuff them in his mouth so the bigger boys couldn't steal them, and they gave him the nickname Satchel Mouth, later shortened to Satchmo. He worked for a family of Russian Jews, the Karnofskys. They were delivering coal to apartments and rooms. They were very kind to him. They helped him buy a tin trumpet. And because of the Karnofskys, Louis Armstrong wore a Star of David pendant for the rest of his life. As a teenager, he played dances and funerals and played on the riverboats. He got to play with Bix Beiderbecke and Sidney Bechet, King Oliver, who took him to Chicago in 1924, whereupon Louis Armstrong formed his own band, the Hot Five, made more than 60 records between 1925 and 1928, which influenced everybody who followed after him. It's the birthday of Percy Bysshe Shelley, born in Sussex, England, 1792. Grew up in a wealthy family, went off to Oxford. They kicked him out of school for writing risque poetry and for being an atheist, and his family cut him off financially at the age of 19. He eloped to Scotland with a 16-year-old bride. He abandoned her in favor of Mary Godwin, and they went off to Europe. When he had some very productive years, he wrote Adonis, an elegy for John Keats, and Prometheus Unbound, a drama in verse. Died before he was 30, trying to sail along the coast of Spain. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, The Sweetness of Dogs. What do you say, Percy? I'm thinking of sitting out on the sand to watch the moon rise. It's full tonight. So we go, and the moon rises, so beautiful. It makes me shudder, makes me think about time and space, makes me take measure of myself, one iota pondering heaven. Thus we sit, myself thinking how grateful I am for the moon's perfect beauty, and also, oh, how rich it is to love the world. Percy, meanwhile, leans against me and gazes up into my face as though I were just as wonderful as the perfect moon. The Sweetness of Dogs, a poem by Mary Oliver from Dog Songs, published by the Penguin Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.